Wrong Place by Michelle Davis. Read by Claire Willey. Prologue. 21st of August 1999.
Please stop. You're taking this too far. We can't just leave.
As the rest of them ignore her again and traipse on ahead, she wonders if she's making sense. She knows her speech is slurred, the effect of a drinking session that began at 3 in the afternoon and lasted until just 10 minutes ago, when the clock chimed midnight. The amount of alcohol she's consumed has numbed her lips and thickened her tongue, and it's like she's trying to talk underwater. She inhales deeply in a futile attempt to sober up, and when she exhales, all she can smell is cheap white wine on her breath.
Niall, we have to go back,
she says, more clearly this time. Niall does not react. He strides ahead, his back rigid and his pace brisk, leaving the rest of them stumbling in his wake, her trailing last. She calls to Ross and Kelvin to make them stop, but neither does. It's as though Niall is pulling them along by invisible thread, like puppets.
Why won't anyone bloody well listen to me? We need to go back and unlock the... Ow!
Her feet are bare, and her right foot has landed on a thistle. She wants to stop, to bend down and rub away the sharp pain, but she's worried about being left behind. Staggering forward along the mossy path, braced for the next sting, she wishes she'd worn flat shoes instead of the platform sandals she's now forced to carry in her right hand, the purple suede ankle straps curled round her fingers like maypole ribbons. In her left hand, she grasps a black satin clutch bag. The moon is a sliver away from being full, and patches of light are pushing through the branches bowing across the woodland path. The light expands and grows brighter as the canopy starts to thin, and she realizes they are nearing the edge of the woods. Panic catches in her chest.
Stop!
She screams. But Niall's pace remains constant, his long, muscular legs propelling him forward. She forces herself into a run to catch up with him, barging past Ross and the others. She has to make Niall see sense. He is the orchestrator of this nightmare. Almost level with him, she forcibly jabs the heels of her shoes into his back. He spins round in fury.
We have to go back!
She yells in his face, even though part of her is scared of what he might do to her for shouting at him, because she's already seen how far he will go when provoked. Ross and Kelvin look apprehensive too, but they remain mute, happy for her to put herself in the firing line. For a second, she hates them both. No, we fucking don't, Niall hisses, spittle flying off his tongue and landing on her chin. His face is twisted in anger, and she can't believe she ever found him attractive. The sculpted cheekbones and thickly lashed brown eyes she had secretly lusted over earlier now make her stomach turn.
Niall, please, I want to go back.
She's crying now. She can't help it. Unmoved, Niall grabs her hair at the crown, and its coarse, mousse-enhanced volume affords him a generous handful. He yanks her along the path, and she shrieks in pain, begging Kelvin and Ross to stop him. But they just trot behind like a pair of obedient dogs following their master.
Get in the van,
Niall snarls, as he finally lets go of her hair. She sees their back where they started, in the lay-by. Niall's is still the only vehicle parked there, and he wrenches open the rear door and orders her to get in. Her mind reverses to the journey there. There had been nowhere to sit but on the floor, and they had laughed hysterically every time the van went round a corner and they were sent flying into each other. It already seems a lifetime ago.
No, I'm not leaving,
she says, shaking her head.
Don't you care what you've done?
Before he can answer, she feels the whisper of warm breath on the back of her neck and hears Ross's voice in her ear. Do as he says, he mutters. Don't get yourself hurt. Ross had boasted earlier that he knew Niall better than anyone, and his warning is enough to make her clamber into the back of the van. She's wearing cut-off denim shorts, and the metal floor is freezing against her bare legs as she sits down. Niall gestures for Ross and Kelvin to climb in beside her, then slams the door shut on them. The noise makes her flinch. As Niall starts the engine, she tries to catch Ross's eye, but he won't look at her.